Highway Radio Pictures presents A Few Seconds of Cinema with Las Vegas movie critic Josh Bell.
Let's talk about horror comedy Bad Hair, now streaming on Hulu.
Music people have certain expectations, and my girls need to flow freely. You want to be one of my girls?
Yes.
Bad Hair comes from writer-director Justin Simien, who's the filmmaker behind Dear White People. There are two different movies that never quite reconcile themselves here, although each one has its strong points. The first is a smartly observed comedy about the evolution of hip-hop culture at the end of the 80s, set at a music TV network where young assistant Anna, played by Elle Lorraine, has been working for 4 years without anyone listening to her ideas. Bad Hair is also a horror movie, thanks to the weave that Anna feels pressured to get, which turns out to be some kind of evil force that starts killing people. It's never entirely clear why the weave turns homicidal, in a transition that shifts Bad Hair from its vibrant Spike Lee mode into something out of Japanese horror movies. Despite its unevenness, Bad Hair is full of so many creative ideas and inventive touches that it's nearly always engaging, and Justin Simien gets the most out of his entire cast. I give Bad Hair 3 bells out of 5. Check out more of my reviews at joshbellhateseverything.com, on Twitter at SignalBleed, and on Facebook at Josh Bell Hates Everything.